This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton make their first joint campaign appearance tomorrow in Unity, New Hampshire. But will the meeting live up to the town's name? That story just ahead.
And Senator Obama has a few things to do to win over the people who voted for Senator Clinton in the rural South. Yesterday on the program, we heard some advice from Democratic political consultant David Mudcat Saunders.
Today, we look at what John McCain needs to do to win the rural vote. I spoke earlier with Bill Greener. He's a Republican consultant living in Virginia. He is not directly affiliated with the McCain campaign. Greener says rural voters will be the decisive demographic in this year's election.
In 2000 and in 2004, the ability of the Republicans and President Bush in particular to run up margins there constituted the basis of victory.
How should Senator McCain best present himself to win over these voters?
Right now, Senator McCain is ahead by approximately 10 points among rural voters in key states, and we need to get that to closer to 20. I think what you'll see is Senator McCain pressing the notion and the belief that rural voters have at this point, which is you and I are more alike than the Democratic candidate. And at the same time, though, I think that it is critical that Senator McCain make clear that the policies and the specific programs that he intends to advance as president are ones that will accrue to the advantage of people living in rural America.
What are going to be some of his biggest challenges? And if you were advising him, what would you suggest in terms of overcoming them?
There's no secret that President Bush right now doesn't enjoy the kind of support that any Republican candidate would like to see. That's just a statistical fact of life. And running for any circumstance where you're trying to follow two terms of your party is always going to be a challenge. I think that it's critical that Senator McCain make clear that where he stands on economic issues, opportunities, job creation, health care, those kinds of things are positions that rural voters can embrace.
Let's take a look for a moment at Virginia. The last time that state went to a Democrat in a presidential election was back in 1964, but recent polls are showing that Obama's pretty competitive there. You're a Virginian. How do you read these poll numbers?
Well, I think at the end of the day that Senator McCain's going to carry Virginia. But I would say about Virginia what I would say about other states. As an example, Republicans in Illinois did not suddenly become stupid. It used to be that no president had won the presidency as a Republican if they didn't carry Illinois. Well, over time, what happened is the footprint of Chicago in relationship to the rest of the state increased so that the starting point for a Republican candidate was much less positive than it had been for years and years and years. What you're seeing in Virginia is the population growth in the urban and near-urban areas, whether it's Tidewater or the Washington metropolitan area, the base Democratic vote is increasing. Now, I don't think that that increase is so large in terms of between 2004 and 2008 that it's very likely at all that Senator Obama is going to win. But I do think that the state of Virginia is changing demographically.
There have been reports that the Obama campaign has been reaching out to first-time voters, African-Americans, Latinos, younger voters in a number of states with a large population of rural voters, states that made a big difference to George Bush last time around. How worried should the McCain campaign be about this?
Senator Obama was attracting over 90-95% of the African-American vote in the Democratic primary. I think it unlikely that any candidate, Republican or Democrat, is likely to make much inroads into the support that he enjoys in the African-American community. I think that there's a whole host of reasons that make perfect sense for that situation. As it pertains to Hispanics, I think that it's absolutely critical that Senator McCain and every Republican make clear that ours is a party where their participation, their involvement, and their support is more than just welcome, it's invited. Any failure on the part of the Republican Party to stand up and be supportive of the aspirations of Hispanics is going to be something that at best is penny wise and dollar foolish in terms of short term, and even worse, could be catastrophic even in the near term.
Bill Greener is a Republican political consultant in Virginia. Thank you.
Thank you so much.